I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, they're just planting the seed.
You can't be talking yet.
Huh.
If the time is going up, it's recording.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
Something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
All right, g'day. Welcome to the show. It is your boy, Juzzy J. Welcome to the Coach's Box. Welcome to Supercoach 360. Thank you very much for joining us for yet another week. Round 18 recap, round 19. We are in the tail end. Lucky you if you had a rest last week. Unfortunately, I didn't. I got absolutely obliterated due to a few things that bit me in the ass, but we will get to that a little bit later on. It was a rough one for me. What about you, fellas? Of course, I'm joined by my two faithful companions, Consta and Burks. How you doing, fellas?
How you going?
Fantastic.
How was your weekend, Supercoach Wars?
Not too bad. Oh, not great. Not, it was all right. Could have been better. Let's face them facts.
Could have been worse too. But
so descriptive. So descriptive. Well, what's a? Are you guys ready to jump straight in?
Yeah.
Should we jump into scores, or should we just jump straight into team list and we'll cap around? Berg, you busy?
No, I've got my scores in front of me written down anyway.
You ready to go?
So, yeah.
Well, I think I go first this week with scores anyway, because I had an absolute shocker. I ended up on an 1179, putting me in the top 23%, ranked 30,000 or 31,000 for the round. Makes my season score now 21,448. My rank, I've dropped just outside the top 10,000, so I'm in the top 7%. So still on track for my goal, but now I'd love to stay in that top 10,000 if I can. Dropped 1,000 spots this week, so a rough one. How'd you go, Con?
I got 1364.
Oh, blinder!
953
for
the week.
No sound?
No sound.
All right. Keep going, Con.
Keep going?
Yeah. We've still got sound there, and I'll just try and get it out to...
Yeah, and that put me up 3,500 positions.
So nice.
In the top 12% now.
Lovely.
Not really.
That's where I'm at as well. I scored a 13.32, scored in the top 2%, and rank out was 2,428 for the week. It's taking me to a season score of 21,167. Puts me in the top 12% as well with you. And a overall rank of 16,079.
So you got me by 37 points.
I do. It's pretty exciting.
We got something to play for in the last 2 weeks.
It does. Should we put a little fucking wager on it?
We might as well. We're happy to do a KFC box.
All right,
Facebook. You should have sound now. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Roscoe.
Alrighty, yeah. Thank you very much, Roscoe, for letting us know.
Alright, TLT, Juzzy, if you want to go.
Alright, just give me 2 seconds.
Pretty sad looking TLT this week, I might say.
Well, I actually haven't had a good look at it yet, but I have been warned that I might pack my britches as I do. So let's have a good look. First game is Cowboys versus the Panthers up in North Queensland.
No. First game, South Bulldogs.
South Bulldogs. Oh, what am I looking at? Round 9? Why am I looking at
this? Don't write us off that early, mate. Give us a go, eh?
Yeah, hold on. I don't have team lists in front of me, it turns out. We're so professional here.
Right,
here we go. Squad announcements. I must have clicked something forward. Yeah, Bunnies versus the Bulldogs. Thursday, 7:50 p.m. ANZ Stadium. So, for the Bunnies, Jackson Paulo returns on the wing for the suspended Dane Gagai. Hame Sele replaces Pat Margo.
Good to see some punches back. No sound?
No, there's something else.
For the Bulldogs, Tim Laffey returns at centre with Delamartini Zalesniak moving to the wing and Nick Meaney dropped. Back rower Matt Dury is injured, so Chris Smith starts at lock. Josh Jackson returns to the edge. Luke Thompson returns at prop. Renouf Tamaga drops to the bench alongside the record Sione Katoa with Dean Britt dropping to 18th man. Second game, Cowboys versus the Panthers, Friday 6 p.m. up at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. For the Cowboys, Murray Tuilagi replaces Justin O'Neill at centre. Corey Jensen starts a prop with Molo moving to lock for the suspended Josh Maguire. John Asiata is also suspended with Emre Pere and debutant Ben Condon called up on the bench. Gavin Cooper has been listed to start with Tom Gilbert on the bench. Jason Tamalolo is a chance return from a calf strain after being named in Jersey 18.
Crackly as.
Best I can do, buddy. Unfortunately, yeah, it does crackle a bit, but I don't know how to make it stop. For the Panthers, Mitch Kenny is in at hooker. Appy Korosau, after his head knock last week, James Tarmo will also sit out a week with Moses Leota starting at prop. Kurt Capewell and Jack Hetherington in his first game back from a Warriors loan deal join the bench with Zane Tatavano out. So I don't know if he's having a rest or what's going on there. For Friday, 7:55, Eels versus the Broncos at Bank West. For the Eels, Reid Marnie returns from a shoulder injury at hooker with Ray Stone out. This thing keeps locking on me. With Ray Stone out, Will Smith retains his spot on the bench. For the Broncos, Brisbane have an all-new front row. Payne Haas out for family reasons, and I believe out for the rest of the season now because he's broken the bubble. Reece Kennedy suspended. Sean O'Sullivan has been dropped from 5'8". Brody Croft was set to return but suffered a head knock at training. So Tyson Gamble, everyone's favourite nuff, gets a run starting in the halves. Ben Teo and Joe Offahangawe start up front. Jamil Hopewade, Ethan Bullimore return on the pine. Sea Eagles versus the Titans. For the Sea Eagles, Lachlan Croker starts in the halves after Cade Cuss. After Cade Cuss injury last week, with Danny Levi starting at hooker, Corey Waddell joining the interchange. Tommy Turbo is some chance returning after being named in the 21. For the Titans, Kevin Proctor returns from suspension in the back row in the place of Bo Firma, who's out with an injury. Tanner Boyd replaces Aaron Clark on the pine. Do you want to take over, Con? I'm going to throw this tablet through the wall.
Christian Welch at prop. Nelson Asafa Solomona moves to lock. And Tino goes to the bench. Shuni drops out. Brandon Smith has a chance to return. Joey Leilua replaces Taliao at centre. And Josh Reynolds replaces the suspended puncher Luke Brooks at halves, at halfback.
How good was that? Let me just stop you there. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's
good old days.
Yes. And you know what else? Good on him, only giving him a week.
Yeah, I like that too. I think that's all it deserves.
Yeah.
Both got their 10, anymore. Both got a week. Happy to move on. Yeah. Hopefully that's the precedent now going forward. So
yeah, get a week.
These little chirpy blokes.
Come on, Origin.
Sam McIntyre starts in the back row with Luke Garner on the bench. Russell Packer and Zane Musgrove have been caught up on the bench with Elijah Taylor and Jacob Little dropped.
Big call on dropping Jacob Little, seeing as like, unless they just don't want to, they cotton wooling him because of what happened last year.
Yeah,
it was in that last game when they give Robbie a rest and just ruined him.
I'm sure he done his ACL late last year.
Yeah.
Teddy, rested. Joey Manu will play fullback. Richo, man.
Jump on this week, Richo.
Mitch Orbison plays record-breaking game at centre. Freddie Lussick record on the bench. Takiyaho is also rested with Rhea Hargraves back at prop. Lindsay Collins starts in the front row with Angus Crichton returning to the pine. But they've named Boyd Cordner in there and everything I've heard. Boyd's not playing this week, so.
Really?
Yeah. Unchanged after last week's crucial win over the Sharks. The Warriors. That's the Sharkies. Canberra Warriors, Oliver Havili comes in for Tom Starling. They swap over. With the team now mathematically out of the finals, the Warriors sent back their lone players. Jermaine Tanua-Brown suspended. So Adam Keegan starts at centre. Hayes Perham replaces George Jennings on the wing. And Lachlan Burr starts at prop with Katoa returning on the bench alongside debutant Tom Ayle.
Do you think they should have just stayed? Like, they weren't getting a run at Parra anyway. You think Jennings and Alvaro should have just stayed, or you think it's just better for Parra they're there getting training with them?
No, I don't know.
I just wanted to see the Warriors go out on high, you know.
If I wasn't going to play him at Parra, I'd leave him there and get him game time.
Yeah, just in case, eh? Like, you might as well.
Caelan Ponga returns at fullback for the Knights. Kurt Mann suspended. Mason Lino has been dropped. Tex Hoy moving into the halves. Chris Randall at dummy half. And Phoenix Crossland joining the interchange. Heimel Hunt record at centre in place of Shibasaki. Mitch Barnett returns at lock. Jacob Saifidi going to the pine. And Josh King out. Tariq Sims replaces Billy Britton on the bench. And Max Fage debuts in place of Tyrell Fuimaiano.
Cody Ramsey, KB spot, eh?
Deservedly so.
He had a good game.
He was. He did. Yeah, that's it.
That's team, we say.
Yep. Back to a 2 o'clock Sunday game, which I like.
Yeah, it's much better. Fucking 6 o'clock game. By the time it's finished, it's late.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm a bit over that 6 o'clock game already, to be honest. I know. I was loving that Sunday Arvo footy. It's a great way to spend the Sunday Arvo. Look, I appreciate it's warming up. They could have even just waited a couple of weeks. Just for it to start getting that little bit warmer. And like I noticed a little bit longer day you can start to get to already. You know, give us a couple more weeks to get to that. But then you've got the time change anyway. We're just going to muck with our heads with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm a bit off. Look, I get you've got to do what you've got
to
do.
Back to Supercoach, but boys, what a fucking team list.
Like, yeah.
So, Payne Haas gone for the year.
I
don't know.
Well, you got 14 days, don't you?
I'm pretty sure somebody left the bubble earlier this year. And now,
that was Bradman Best.
Yeah, Bradman Best, but
he did it illegally.
Yeah, but
and he got suspended for it. I'm sure somebody did it. And they were back within 4 days or something, and everyone was shocked that they got BJ Leilua. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
He went and done family thing, and then come back and played on that weekend. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back and plays the last round.
All right. I haven't got a fullback this week, so that's gonna hurt a little bit. Oh, Dave. Thank you, mate.
Not trading one in?
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to ride out my AE. It'll probably be Brimston. So I think that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Just hope he has a decent game.
I'm not interested in KP or Turbo if it's a late inclusion.
Nah, look, in all honesty, I got one trade. I'm not using it.
Nah,
not this week. Not like, at the end of the day, I want both of them. I want both Teddy. Like, If Tommy comes back and has a perler this week, I might think about jumping on Tommy.
A bit of a waste then.
Nah, because you'll
be good. Because you kept these two because you want these two, and now you're going to trade him out after neither of them played and Tommy went off.
Yeah, but you don't know if Tommy... I don't know. Tommy's still on the extended bench, so you don't even know if he's going to get the run or anything. But huh?
KP?
Look, if Brimston has a good game, that don't matter.
Yeah.
He's had his lacklustre week, which was last week. Got a 30. But, yeah, I'm not I'm not going to burn it. I think with the way I've set my team up now, I've only got, I think, Mitch Barnett sitting there and
Brimston.
So it's going to be out of one of them two, me AE, and Mitch Barnett's going to get you 65 well, anyway.
If you get Mitch, you're pretty happy.
Yeah, like, so don't really matter. And the end of the day, I know neither of them, like KP, could easily come out and get another 150. Tommy come out and get a 150. They're both capable. We've seen them do it this year, like both of them.
Depends what Newcastle turn up.
But in saying that, I'd much rather have Teddy and Pappy if they both come back next week. You know what I'm saying? Like Pappy, he started injecting himself a lot more them last six games. Yeah. He was pretty much one of their go-to men for an attack.
What if it is actually his Achilles is a bit more injured and they're making on and not really resting him and he won't be back next week?
Well, I'll still have Teddy back because Teddy's only getting a rest. And let's face it, Teddy is the fucking man.
Like, I'm trying to cover all Teddy. Scenarios because I'm in the same exact same boat. But
yeah, well, you sold KP last week.
I have the luxury of an auto emergency. So yeah, Barnett or Brimson, my auto emergency is bloody.
Well, a couple of weeks ago when I started nothing and people started getting hurt, I started thinking, you know, like I'm not going to have the trades.
Oh, I continued to do this. That too, and then none of them just got named this week.
So I just sat Marty. I left Marty up there after he went when Aiden Fanua Blake got hit, hurt the other week, and he went on his run. And then I just left Marty there. I thought, you know what, Marty, just sitting there. He's not as good as
his stats over the last few weeks.
Well, he's not as good as what Carrigan and Huss were doing at the time, but he's easily in there with them. You know what I mean? He's probably fourth, fifth best, Marty. So I'm not too fussed. He'll go straight in for Payne Haas. I got Tofu Harrison and Mitch Barnett sitting in my second row. So it's like whoever I want to pick from out of there. And then I got the halves of SJ, Naif, AJ and Luai. And Luai just keeps getting better and better every week. A couple of weeks ago, I was fully on the cusp of trading Luai, and it's like, wow, I'm so cheering. I didn't, even though I didn't play him last week, like just, I didn't. SJ came back, and I thought, oh, SJ straight in. I didn't have the spot for him, but in saying that, I should have left AJ on the pine, but who was to know?
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Oh, he just, against the last two games, he's against the better teams, he seems to inject himself. The last couple of games, he's just been a passenger in the team. It's like they haven't needed him either. Mm. You know what I mean? He just cruises through. They have, but
yeah, he could have done something against the Broncos.
Yeah, but anyway. So, yeah, it's been a massive week for it. How many did you get struck with this week, Juzzy?
What's that?
People out of your side.
I didn't actually catch the tail end of team list. Two of the big outs from the back end of team list.
Go on,
Teddy.
Yeah, so he's one of them. I traded Puppy last week like an idiot. Put in Gutho like a bigger idiot. Played him. Oh, man.
Still, hey, it's 15 points you weren't getting out of Puppy.
Yeah, I know. Nah, but
60 points you didn't get off someone else in his return.
Yeah, exactly. 65 off Marty, which I didn't get, or 60-odd off Funa, which I didn't get.
You got 75, Marty, in the end.
Yeah, I've got it written down somewhere. Point is, I had a rough one with that one. Yeah, I think Teddy will affect me. I'm going to have to go through it and have a good look at my team, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, there could be a silver lining in trading Puppy last week with him not playing this week, Gutho lining up against the Broncos. He could repay the faith this week.
Well, that's why I bought in Gutho in the first place, was the fact that he's got...
Are you going to captain him this week?
Bronx and Tigers.
Captain option?
I doubt it.
Ball's up, Juzzy. You got to try to get up the points, man.
Could vice him on the Friday
as
night.
As if you're trying to... Trying to bring me down because you're trying to get past me. I see what's going on here, even if I am a little bit preoccupied, mate. Don't you even.
See, but I was like you. I got.
Hey, Facebook, do you like the new thing I've added to the stream? Let me know.
What's that thing?
Fine, you should be able to see it on the screen.
I can't read it. It's too little.
It might be too little on yours.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. She.
It's got I've got the comments go on screen now.
Poor girl loves me, but.
Anyway. What should we do, boys? Should we do a bit of Bit Me in the Ass or something like that?
Why not?
Hold on, give me 2 seconds.
Well, we just started it.
Just started what?
Bit me in the ass, didn't we? Were you talking about Gutho?
Oh, man. That bit in the ass today, son.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
Do you see the fucking emotion I'm going through right now?
No fucking way. You made me look all right.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
So, yeah, we sort of did just start it there with Bit Me in the Ass. It was Gutho. Gutho's what got me the hardest this week. Well, actually, no. The hardest was Lomax on 10. To be honest, I got four people that bit me in the ass this week. They all set themselves 2020 new low floors. So good work, boys. That's Lomax on 10, Gutho on 16, Man on 35, and Yo underperforming in my eyes on 42.
48, he upgraded.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. I've just written down wrong.
Yeah, thanks, bud. That's all good.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, all of those guys are in the top 17 of players for the year or for the season. So they're in a lot of teams, except for Gutho's only sitting in about 9% of teams. But Yo and Lomax both sitting in 42% of teams. So to cop, you know, 50 between two players across the board, pretty much. Almost everyone copped that one. So, yeah, Gutho and Man really kicked me. For six. Kick me for six. Yeah, hey, it's an AFL term. Ha-ha. It wasn't. I stuffed up with a cricket term and kicking because I'm super sport savvy like that. But you see how I saved it and was totally cool about it. Didn't even bring any attention to it. Con, how'd smooth. You go?
What are we talking about?
Smooth.
What beat you in the ass, bros?
Yeah, what beat you in the ass this week?
Just Appy and Yo, probably.
Well, see, Appy, I've got Appy on my list too, but you can't get too upset at him. What do you guys think of the whole Maddo grabbing him?
Good on him, man. Like, that should be across the board anyway. Like, you don't want to see anyone hurt or sick or injured out there. Like, and for him to grab him, so, like, you know, I watched a fight one night, UFC fight, where a dude, like, sort of got knocked out and then on his way down because he can't protect himself, he ended up blowing his knee out, full twisted right around. And
because you embodied that. At the start of the year.
Yeah, you know, when you're unconscious, you got no control of where you're going to land and you end up blowing knees and all sorts out. So he's done the right thing by holding him up there and just waiting for him to regain stability.
The other week too, when...
Someone held Maddo up.
No, someone held Moses Mbai up. Moses Mbai held someone up. They were playing the Panthers and it was a feisty game and they were into it. Moses was getting hammered all game and yeah, someone got knocked out. Moses first one there to hold him.
Oh, he's a good dude, Moses. But it should just be a thing. Like, no, the end of the day, the end of the day, like 30 years ago when it was a gladiator sport, like, yeah, there was,
you walk over and push him in the back, make sure.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It was welcome. But in saying that, they all didn't spend 8 hours a day in the gym. They didn't sport science. They went to work. They weren't professional athletes where they train boxing, they train all sorts of shit. And they're training jiu-jitsu and wrestling. Like, they're training all sorts of shit, bro. You know, it's not like they're walking out there weak as piss. Like, they're walking out there and their punch compared to our punch is massive. You know what I mean? The dudes are monsters and they train all day. And so I understand the whack and getting rid of it and all that shit, but...
I don't.
Well, I'm all for the ice hockey shit. I'm with you on that. I think it'll take so much cheekiness out of the game. Like, who's going to get cheeky to someone who can say, righto, then 2 minutes over here? And there's no if, no buts. They drag your fuck over there, beat the shit out of you. I bet ya, it woos up.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much shit gets... Like, granted, it's ugly for the sport. Don't put it on TV. Let it for the home crowd. Let it for the crowd.
Well, some of
you can't. You have to televise everything. Look at the way Fox is set up, man. Like, you can't. They can't just cut to ad breaks. Fox don't. If there's still something going on in the field, they don't go to ad breaks.
Some of the shit they do and not get punched in the face, I reckon, looks worse than a punch in the face anyway. Yeah, like, yeah. Some of the grubby shit they get away with because there is no punches anymore. It's
yeah,
looks
that's
worse
it.
Than what a punch would.
To be honest, there was an article, I think, in the telly today about Grant going up against Smith on the weekend and the fact that last time Smith went up against one of his sort of protégés, you know, he got him by, you know, untying his boots in the scrum and stuff like that and just, oh, that's just Cam and that's just gamesmanship and that's just, you know, him being him. you know.
It's fun, man.
But the point is, I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. Jimmy, if you could still get punched, Cam Smith wouldn't be known for that, because Cam Smith would have gotten decked in the middle of scrums a few times.
There's people trying to fight Cam Smith anyway, just because of how good he is.
Jimmy Maloney used to take their boots and flick it in the crowd.
I've seen guys do it in Origin and stuff like that. Just tear a boot off and just go, yeah, stuff ya, and just hoik it in the crowd.
They ended up changing the rule because Jimmy was straight up. They're looking around for their boot.
It's slowed the other team down for a good couple of minutes.
Some dude in the crowd, he throws it into the Penrith section, it's gone.
Yeah.
Go on, no one's getting the boot back. It's fucking stripped to shreds, they're throwing studs out. But anyway, what bit me in the ass this week, fellas? Not much. I'll be honest, my own poor decisions bit me in the ass this week. I left Luai on the pine for AJ Brimson, and I left Marty Tapao on the pine.
Ooh, rough. There's 170 odds sitting right there.
Yeah, that's okay. Again, underperforming. I also thought that, don't get me wrong, still not bad, 42.
Is it time to drop him, though? Now that To'o and Saucer back and Penrith's looking to be at full strength.
With the head knock, they're just easing it back in, I think.
You reckon?
If that's the worst thing that's happening with your team, you got trades to afford to trade him out.
Yeah, okay. Good luck. Yeah, look, good point. Look, I don't get me wrong, I've got a bunch of cash from what I've done last week, and that's the whole reason why I've done it. I actually need to look into what my final two trades are this week and what I do with them.
Then SJ was my other one that sort of bit me in the ass. I really expected SJ to, especially being able to play both sides of the rucks in seven, I thought he was going to do a lot more, and he just didn't. He didn't do what I
might. All his try assists were off kick, so he didn't get any line break assists or anything.
Nah. And you know what? Out of that game, Talakai, what a beast, fellas. Like, in all honesty, if he can maintain a starting spot somewhere, he's going to be one of my first look-ins next year.
And we know Sean Johnson doesn't perform when he's the main playmaker. That's not his role.
No, it's not. But in saying that, if you get that gig, you should be everywhere. Like, you should be left, right. Like, yeah, I know he's older.
But then he's got to play the first receiver, and then the outside men get the attacking stats and stuff like that. And I don't think the pressure responds well with him. Well, he doesn't respond well to the pressure.
Yeah. Shithouse audio we've got again. Audio has gone shithouse again, I think. From the Rickster.
I always love SJ. I want to defend him.
All right. So that's what bit us in the arse this week.
And also TLT bit me in the arse.
This week, yeah, TLT's fucked me too. It's disappointing. I understand you want to rest your players. It's already shortened season.
Yeah, but they played 18 weeks straight. That's the difference. There's been no buys, no super rep rounds or anything like that. It's 18 weeks of NRL straight. That's hard.
Well, it's not if you're used to whacking in three games of Origin in the middle of there. You've totally missed out on them.
Yeah, I know, but then the players who do play Origin, they get the week off before the Origin match, and then most of them get rested after, and then the club games get the by 1 week and then the other week of Origin, so everyone gets a week's rest too. So
yeah, I suppose there is a bit of rest missing.
Then the big bye round they brought in last week, the rep weekend, gave everyone an additional week.
Yeah, well that I found that to be good.
Mm.
That was probably the best thing I've seen in the last couple of years out of something. You know what I mean? Just to go, right, well, we might as well utilise everyone and give everyone that can possibly have a game a game.
If you're going to expand the international game, how are you going to do it?
Speaking of having a game, can I take us off topic?
Okay, mate.
Okay.
It's kind of on topic-ish.
Well, it is, but the other week I was talking to a listener and shot an idea at me, and then I shot an idea over to Mike and Sabs about, that's another Supercoach podcast if you're not privy to who they are, but they're another podcast, local boys here at Penrith.
Our what?
Huh?
Our what?
Out here. What did I say?
Okay.
Anyway, so I've sort of asked them if they wanted to have a game of Oztag, sort of podcast against podcast. The boys are keen. I'm sort of thinking maybe if we can get more than enough people and we can make sort of a full day of it. I know COVID's fucking scary and all the rest of it, but it is sort of slowing down and there's rumours of vaccine coming. So if we're looking at maybe running an Oztag day somewhere around in probably the Penrith Blacktown area. If we can't get Penrith on board, I'll have a chat to a couple of other areas about letting us use their fields. But we're hoping to get maybe 12 aside if everyone chucks in a few bucks, and then at the end of the day, winning team can donate the money to whatever cause or charity or whoever, even if you just know people that are doing it rock and you just want to gift them fucking some money. It could be something that we're looking into. So if you got a team of blokes that yous might play Oztag already or touch and it might all been called off and you just want to have a run, then get in contact with us. Or if you're more keen on being Mike and Sav's team, get in contact with them boys. And yeah, hopefully we can make a good day of it. We get a few teams out there. Hopefully we get KFC on board for con. They throw us some few buckets.
Down for that.
And yeah, but that's just something we're looking into. It could be a good day, I think. Especially if we end up beating their asses and shit.
That'd make it a great day.
It would. But no, I think it'd be good. So,
when are you planning it? After season? After Origin?
Probably after Origin. Probably, look, if we be true and honest, it'd probably be before a ball's kick next year. Give us a bit of time, maybe say February.
Yeah, well, the longer you leave it, the better probably situation will be COVID-19 wise.
Yeah, so maybe February before kickoff next year, so we've all got something to have a bit of a chat about. And you never know, we could all just have a mad day out there. If we get the right people on board, we could get food trucks and all sorts of shit out there. So,
well, I mean, look, I'll see what I can do in terms of organising some cool stuff to go along with it. It's just up to you guys really to get some teams to us. So if you're out there, if you listen to any football podcast that's based in Sydney, get in contact with us. It'll get them to get in contact with us if they're willing to go on their podcast and shout it out and try and field a team. We'd love to try and get just a little bit of a round robin tournament going and really just get a bunch of the footy community together, just have a bit of fun and just talk footy as it's all going away for the season, you know? So get on board. Send us a message through Facebook, through Instagram, otherwise through the email, supercoach360podcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you're interested in this touch competition. Otherwise, get in touch with your podcast of choice and get them to get in touch with us. And, yeah, let's see if we can't get it all rolling. I'll try and get some cool people on board if we get some teams that want to play. Let's do it.
I think if we can get, say, 12, 13 aside and it's like nine or eight take the field, not full field, because none of us are fit.
That's it. And it's just a fun thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's it. We'll try and make it more of a social sort of thing.
The sake of 10 or 20 bucks, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of people who'll chuck in extra, so if you really can't afford it, like, just shoot someone a message, and we'll surely find a way if you'd get you a set of tags for the day anyway. But, I think we can do it right, and it could be a thing that goes on as long as we do the pod. We battle the podcast every year. Never know, we might get other podcasts keen on it too. Like, there's a lot of other NRL and Supercoach podcasts out there that have a good followership. A lot of people love to just lace the boots up for a weekend, have a run. You know, they relive the glory day.
Alrighty, so get in touch with us if you want to be a part of it, because it sounds like it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. So, what else should we get onto? Do you want to do the bag? Do you want to just get out of the way?
Look, the bag's not. I don't know if I want to give the bag because it's.
Well, it's just I've just had someone come through wanting to give it back to Ivan.
All right, then go. Let's give a bag then.
All right, hold on.
Fuck it. I've got one in my pocket.
Suck up, suck up, suck up, suck a bag of dicks. Suck a bag of dicks. He was angry. Suck a bag of dicks. Suck a bag of dicks. He goes, "Hey, asshole! Suck a bag of dicks."
Alrighty, so, well, the first bag this week, it would seem, comes from Andrew Barkworth. He says, "Bag of dicks to Ivan," of course, meaning Ivan Cleary, the Panthers coach. Half the NRL getting rested this week, and we can't see Charlie Staines on a run. So, what's going on there, Ivan? Big old bag, courtesy of Barco.
Yeah, well, I think if he'd been rested, it should have been this week.
Should have been last week, you reckon? All right.
No, this week against Cowboys. I would have been resting all my superstars and letting Charlie Staines and blokes like that have a run.
Yeah, would be good to see. Bergs, what about you?
All right, I've got an unfootball-related bag of dicks, but it has got to do with charities, and seeing as we're big on the charities this year and all about like giving back and not doing good, but, you know, spreading the love. Some bitch in fucking Queensland has abused the good nature of people and said she had a terminally ill kid and just took a heap of money off a heap of fucking people through GoFundMe and that. And the end of the day, that's just fucking deserving an uppercut. You don't deserve a bag of dicks. Like, you should just fucking neck up. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, fuck it. You know, that's just putrid, man, saying that shit. For one, saying that shit about your kid. As a parent, you'd never ever say that about your kid. Like, you just wouldn't.
You're too worried about the karma coming back.
Fucking exactly. And it's just like, what the fuck? Just for the sake of some money, like, she's scammed the fuck out of people. So, you know what? Give yourself a cut. Get it. And you know what? If me, you, or someone else, and this is not trying to be sexist, sorry, ladies out there, but if fucking one of us did that, we'd be in jail today. She didn't go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, if we came up with that scam and did that scam, we'd go to prison for that, and deservingly so. And I think she should have went to jail for that, but didn't.
All right. So, yeah. What's her name? Or fuck what, no, what are you calling her? What are you calling her?
A slut from Queensland.
Suck up.
Hey, asshole! Suck a bag of dicks!
Alrighty. There you go. Wonderful. Non-football-related bag of dicks. Bergs, you want to take our wonderful listeners through how they go about their last chance to win the Supercoach Championship ring?
Righto, the ring. One ring that can... Well, there's heaps of them out there, but you can rule the Supercoach world.
There's only 361.
There is. There's only one 361. And the ring is get our name far and wide as you can, video-wise or something. At the moment, looks like we've got our clear winner at the moment, eh?
So far, there's definitely someone who's in the clear lead, yeah.
That's right.
Don't be afraid still. If you've got a submission, send it in. You never know.
There are still 2 weeks to go to try to claim the ring. Thank you to www.supercoachchampion.
Supercoach Championship rings on Facebook. Otherwise, I think it's supercoachchampions.com or supercoachchampion.com.
Yeah. And we appreciate them for giving us the ring this year and giving us the opportunity to run a competition, which ultimately got our name out there as well. So that was appreciated from them. But yeah, if you can get our name far and wide, you got an opportunity to win the ring. And hopefully next year we can do the same sort of thing. We'll talk to the people at Championship Rings, I think.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'll have a chat to them next year. See how we go. Alrighty. So, boys... How many trades you got left?
One.
One. You using it this week?
Today.
No.
You're holding on to it for the final, just in case you make it through.
Yep.
All right. Good on you, Con. You using it this week? Who are you going? I mean, let's see. I've only got two left, and I got no idea who I should be trading in or out at this point.
I am going to bring in Angus Crichton.
You bringing in Crichton?
Josh Maguire failure.
Oh, of course, because Maguire's suspended, so if you're relying on him, you've really got to be making a trade along those lines this week, don't you?
One of the worst trades made this year, bringing that bastard in.
You can't afford to go another way, or...
I can go either Teddy or Puffy to Ponga.
Yep. So, not feeling that bad, or...?
Oh, I am. I'm very close to doing it. I'm probably leaning more that way than bringing in.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, over Maguire.
Yeah, well, he's only... You got to think... Ponga on a good day... Crichton. Ponga on... Oh, Crichton's got a 120, 150 in him as well. He's starting from the bench this week, though.
I'm not convinced on that. I don't think Boyd will play.
Yep. Righto.
Anybody out there has some info inside?
Let us know. I've completely forgot what we were talking
trades,
about.
Trades, bro. What trades do you... What do you feel is necessary for you to do? Like, where... Like, at the end of the day, all jokes aside, where are you lacking? Like, what... Where have you gone wrong the last couple of weeks? Because we've been hunting you down the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, obviously, your team's starting to unravel a little bit on you.
Well, Lomax and Gutho letting down big time this week, who are trades he's made recently.
As well as, yeah, Yo and Coruscant, which were a couple of other big ones. But look, Lomax has done pretty well. Man, same thing, is another recent trade. Sivo, another recent trade. Yeah, so in the last few weeks, I really have gone off track. Like, I
should You've rolled the dice on a couple of... Well, like, well,
Lomax and Man were solid all year, and then...
Yeah, they've both just dropped off. Yeah. Same thing. I bought in Munster recently, and he's doing all right. So, I mean, I could get rid of Marty, but it seems counterproductive to do that at this point.
Well, now with Haas out.
And rested fullbacks, you're right. So, do I trade Haas? In fact, I'll probably, if anything, trade Haas. And I should
You've got Marty sitting there?
Because I can shuffle his cash around.
Oh, yeah. So, you've got a cash problem?
Pardon, well, no.
I thought you said last week I've got
260, but if I get rid of him, it means I've got 800, which means I can put in any two players anywhere I want. So, I'm probably going to upgrade my centres. I'm happy with my halves. I've got Cleary, Munster, Luai. Happy with my forwards. Happy with my back row, I think. Or fairly happy with my back row. They've done me solid. My centres is definitely where I'm lacking. I can bring in two centres. I've got Yo, I've got Mann, I've got Lomax, I've got Talakai and Sivo. How do I fix it?
Did you play Talakai last week?
Yeah.
So Sivo's been the only one who has been inconsistent out of all of them this year so far, except for the last week or so.
That's it. And I was just hoping he was sort of going to go on a bit of run at the end of the season, and he just hasn't done it. In fact, Parramatta, instead of clicking for the finals, look like they're falling apart. Yeah, they're playing really rough, chunky, error-driven football, and it's not great to watch, unfortunately. Especially not for my super coach. It was great to watch against the Panthers the other night.
They've dropped off terribly.
They're still defending well, but just their attack just is not clicking. It's all staggered, and it's just resulting in lots of errors for them, unfortunately.
Missing Dylan Brown for the rest of the season, so you're gonna add to that.
Not gonna get any better.
No.
So who do I bring in? Who do I get rid of? Do I get rid of Talakai, Yo, Man?
Well, I don't get rid of Talakai while he's a start. He's starting second row for even against Melbourne. He's still got to do some work. Do you know what I mean?
Ross Mann reckons Sivo's going to go large against the Broncos.
Well, there's a good chance. Anyone can go large against the Broncos. Like, there's a couple of times this year where we all thought we could lace the boost up and go hard against the Broncos.
It's true.
And so...
Kurt Mann suspended, if that holds any weight.
Well, there you go. So I will get rid of Mann this week then, just to may as well. There's no point holding. Look, I'm out of all my head-to-heads pretty much. I might still be alive in one or two like public ones, but I lost the cashy this week. So, yeah, I'm done pretty much for the season now. So Man, and then I'll just go Man to Nofo because money is absolutely no object. So then who's the second centre? Do I go Sivo or do I hold him against the Broncos and get rid of Lomax instead? I personally think Lomax is probably on the way out.
Well, Lomax has got the toughest run, I think, out of...
He does. He's got a really rough run. Who's he up against?
Depends if the Knights turn up this week or not.
I expect Newcastle to turn up. Pong back. Yeah, Barnett back. They stiffen up. Barnett stiffens it up. And Ponga directs him around.
And then against the Storm in the final week, I don't think he's worth holding to the final week. I'm not going to be saving a trade. I will use both this week to try and get me through to that last week.
Well, yeah, well, ultimately you want points. So your best bet now is to go through and have a quick look at the matchups ahead of you and have a think about what backs are going to go large over the next 2 weeks, who's got the best runs in front of them, because at the end of the day, like me, Beck and Connor chasing you.
Yeah, and you're all catching up.
And a couple of wrong decisions and we'll get you. If you make the right decisions, but and you should coast home.
Yeah, I hope so, because I really want to stay ahead of all three of you.
No pressure or anything, but... There's some things you got to think about, like the last month, especially, like there's only been, I think, 1 week where you've outscored me. So, and I literally came from nearly 20,000 points behind, 20,000 spots behind you. So it's a lot of leaked points in there, Juzzy, that you've just dropped a bit of focus there.
I'll be honest, I really have dropped focus over the last month. I'm well aware of that. I haven't really kept my eyes on the ball in terms of Supercoach. Well, it's just gotten to that end of the season.
Well, in hindsight, it has been a long year. Like, we didn't drop off for COVID or anything like we pushed through. But in your head still, like, if you put yourself at the top of that $50 thing, you would be frothing at the bit still because you're in the hunt for the coin.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing for next year. You want to just... aim to get into that top eight. You know what, next year, my best suggestion for you is don't even look at your overall and just focus on your head-to-heads. And that way you'll be a bit more like, hey, like when you're in your head-to-heads and you're in the hunt for the money, and you're especially if you're in one with minor premiers, so you're getting money anyway. There's so much, like, it's just...
Especially if you have a slow start for the first month or so.
And then you build and you claw your way back, like, your interest will stay.
You don't have either Panther or Swinger?
Nah, I don't. So do I go Toto?
I'd be going Mandy, Toto or Sauce.
Well, I'm worried they're going to rest the Sauce.
Nah, Sauce is only just... Oh, yeah, Toto.
Toto, he's had a 5-6 week layoff. He'd be the way I'd be going, and...
He's cheaper.
Yeah, well, money's no object. I've only got 2 trades left. I've got plenty of money, especially if I get rid of Haas.
If you get rid of Haas, that's your 2 trades.
No, because I can use Haas to flick to be one of those trades. Oh, yeah, Haas and Mann. So, but I can bring in a centre for Haas.
Through trade, Jules?
Yeah, through Jules. I should be able to sneak a centre in.
Well, you don't want another forward?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good with my forwards. That's it. I need the ceilings at this point.
Looking for that roof. What did Daniel Tupo?
You got the questions there?
Yeah.
I got live questions. I don't think there are many this week. So
you got Tupo?
Pardon? Nah, that's it. Ross Mann on the Facebook saying Tupo as well. Speaking of Facebook, throw any questions you're having this week. If you've still got any questions, throw them in now, because we'll jump into them in a couple of seconds.
Right, I've got the post. Are we ready?
Ready when you are.
Vowsy, champions.
Vowsy.
I lucked out this week going down to my best mate and rival. But just want to raise a beer and say thank you, fellas, for all the hard work this season. Ah, Bowsy, you're a legend, mate.
Thank you.
Glad Juzzy bounced back from Wuhan to become producer of the year. Appreciate the time you give up each week to make the good pod. The advice you give us all through Messenger. Bring on next season, the year of the Warriors. You know what? I hope so, Bowsy, though. I'm your second team this year. Love the Warriors. Cheers for that, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Dude, thanks, Valzy. Legend. Thank you very much for listening, mate. Thank you very much for the submissions for the chance to win the ring.
Yes, Valzy.
Did you make it? Did you win it?
He's very close.
He got on the podium in the drift comp, so he's already a winner, isn't he?
He is, and he's got there's a Supercoach 360 sticker on the car too, so he's above and beyond, Valzy. Lukey Smith, thanks for the show, boys. If you have trades left, you burn them this week, right?
I would.
Although maybe latest possible in the week. Might have a few curveballs over the weekend. Yeah, that's a good ploy, Lukey. And you're still up there as far as I know. You're still in the hunt for key rings. So, but at this point...
Well, if you go through and have a look...
You can't trade...
In depth at the 21-man squad... You'll be able to see if there's going to be a late swap or anything, and if so, what positions it could possibly be.
Yeah, and in saying that, like, don't get me wrong, everyone's like, oh, you know, hang on to them trades, but if, like you said last week, if them trades are going to get you through to the grand final, and then you never know what happens in the grand final, we all know, like, if you're umming and ahhing going, oh, I might make it this week, and that one trade you could have done could have got you over the line... You'll regret it. So, the end of the day, I say use it, but I'm not the one playing for your money, so...
I'm a tradeaholic too, so...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. There's going to be some sort of rehab podcast next year, talking not using so many trades. Thanks again, Lukey, but appreciate the shout-out, man.
Yeah, and well done on your year too, Lukey, yeah, 450, so good hanging year. In there, doing well.
All right, Brad Smith, got a ditch man. Have Nofo, Yeo, Lomax, Mansource. Who do I get? Or bring in Murray or Talakai in the second row via Jules.
Toto Tupo, if you can afford him.
Yeah.
Toto probably got a better run. But Tupo's.
Tupo.
Look at that team that he's
they
on.
They kick for him, man.
Well, they went pretty much predominantly all left last week.
So all him.
All him or J-Moz. Corn had a good run out there while he started.
Yep.
Kiri was shredding him down that side.
And in saying that, I think Talakai's only got one more week in him.
Graham's back
the week after that, and he'll probably go back to the bench, so depending if Nakora still has good games. But Talakai's the one that makes way there, I think. And Murray, you got to feel sorry for Cam Murray. If someone gets hurt, Cam Murray gets shifted out and they just plop another forward in there and he seems to be there. He's their Peachy. They just plug holes with him. He was out there playing centre the other week. He's lucky he scored a try or he was only scoring shit.
That was only 2 months ago.
No, it was only 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? I think it was. No, he's only out there for a bit, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But he does. He seems to get shifted around and it seems to affect him a little bit. So, yeah, I'd go with you on that, Tupu or Brian Toto. Then we got Guy James. Boys, need some help to beat Mike this week. He's up against Mike.
Sonny Bill.
From Mike and Sats.
Yeah, he is in one of their alleged caches.
Ooh.
He needs some help to beat Mike this week. He's got Uppy to Cook or Teddy to Guffo.
Someone to Sonny.
Oh, look, I did Guffo last week. Look, I don't think I broke him. I think the Panthers broke him. I think Guffo against Broncos is probably a good option, but either way, it's a risk,
Cook's,
man.
Cook's playing the Dogs.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, Dogs aren't... Cook's been trying to get attacking stats all year and hasn't really managed to jag him, and Bulldogs are good defensively, so I don't know if he's going to jag him against the Dogs.
He's a former Bulldog too, Cook, so...
Don't know how to shut him down. They know his game a bit better than your average team.
You play a bit better against your old teams.
Do you?
You turn up.
Bulldogs got nothing to play for, so they're hitting their stride coming into finals.
In my opinion, I'd go Cook there. I'd leave Teddy on the pine for next week. He'll be back next week. He's got to go Uppy to Cook, Teddy to Guffo. Where do you go?
Yeah, I'm definitely not touching Guffo personally.
No, me either.
Even against the Broncos.
So you're doing Uppy to Cook?
Uppy to Cook for me. I think Cook against the Dogs is a good one. Are we going question for question or you want to...
Nah, you just reel off what you got. There's not many on the live stream tonight.
Rick Harrington.
What's going on, Rick Starr?
Rick Starr. G'day, boys. No trades left. So all in with my squad. Would you go straight up captain on Cleary or VC him and go Ponga captain? I have Avarillo, Ikatara and Staggs as MPRs. Also can't decide whether to go with Staggs or Lomax as last reserve. With that one...
Cleary against the Cowboys, you'd think he's going to do all right, him and all the way.
VC and Cleary.
See, with the outs this week, it's another one of them perfect weeks to use the loop and it's not going to really affect you with all the outs. So I would definitely whack a VC on either Naif or Sauce or someone who's going to get some attacking points.
Yeah.
You got the option, you can have Smith or Munster against the Tigers. You can have... a few Roosters against the Sharks.
You got Bateman as
Bateman
well.
Bateman against the Warriors or George Williams if you got him or Jackie Boy.
Yeah.
Ponga against the Dragons. So you've got a lot of options later on in the week.
Yeah. And even if he does get a respectable score, loops with the injuries and shit, you're still going to cop.
I've only got 17 players, so I'm sweet.
There you go.
I'm copping.
Well, most people should be at about that 17 to 19, 20 players like. And hopefully none of them are too shit. So your AE's not too bad if you do have to cop it. So
I think you're lucky that way.
And then personally, I'd probably jump on Staggs over Lomax this week. I just think if Brisbane are going to try to go out on a better note, they will put up a bit of a fight against a lacklustre Para. Para's been playing rubbish.
Defensively, but I think they're a lot better structured and better than us.
Are you just going to tail up the Dragons?
Oh, I could see Lomax scoring a try against us before.
Stags against Para. Para's pretty shit. Their edges are terrible, man.
They're not one side, they're right side mainly. But, it's a tough one.
Which is Stags' side. Oh, it's not Stags' side. Alright. So what are you doing, Stags or Lomax? Juzzy, Staggs or Lomax?
Staggs. I think Lomax is on the way out.
Con.
Flip a coin.
Mark Hindle. Supercoach Racing Private League. For all Supercoach 360 fans, please do a shout out of the league private code. The code is, guys, 142348. It's in the horse racing one. I'm in there. I think I think Braddo's in there, Brad Smith. Mark's in there. It's his comp. So, yeah, jump on. I'm going to have another crack at it this year. I will be honest. I'm not dedicated to it because I know fuck all about horses, but I'll just jump on for the sake of it. Henry Bryant, Legends. Jumped 3,300 spots into the last 2 weeks into the top 3%. Second year playing Supercoach. Two trades left. TLT has caused some chaos. I've locked in Jazz to cook for the Dogs match. Jazz minutes are dog shit. I have Maguire, so thoughts on the best options at front row for 500k. Could also play one front row, save a trade for next week and move Carnage, which would probably be Carrigan. I would have Toa V the Dragons as my 17th player. Cheers for all your hard work, boys. Thank you, brother. Cheers, Henry. Best front row for 500k. Dan Saifidi come back.
He's back.
Because he's had some injury affected games. Hopefully his money's down a bit. You can only expect him to go out on a bit of a high. Otherwise, Star Tower against the Dragons isn't a bad thing anyway. I feel you should score a few on the Dragons. What do you got there? Anyone for 500?
James Fisher-Harris, 453.
Yeah, but I'm liking his rotation there.
He has been lackluster last while, but bounced back on the weekend with that 79.
Yeah.
Not a lot of love.
Oh, I reckon then hang on to the trade scene as there's no love there. And just play Star Tower against the Dragons.
No, this is Maguire, but and he's suspended for 2 weeks. He's gone. His year's over.
Ah, rubbish.
Yeah, there's not a heck of a lot.
Any cheapies, nothing, eh? There is nothing.
If you can substitute to a back row, you can get kick air. Zero. Josh Papali and Adam Penua Blake are down there, but they haven't been performing really lately.
Nah. In saying that, heights. With Tommy coming back, Penua Blake got the offload there for Tommy, so that might be a look in. Right. just heard me voice over in the corner. It's weird. Alright. Elijah Tiffany, cheers for the podcast. Oh, cheers for the year, boys. Easily my favourite Supercoach podcast. Cheers, brother. How's downgrading man to Harper sound? I have Talakai, Nofo and Yeo and BMOS, so I can either upgrade Gerbo or Murray to Crichton or Brims to Munster. Bro, I bought Harper in last week just because he was playing the Dogs, and for the last 3 or 4 years, Akon, we've been hearing coming out of Belmore, Morgan Harper's a try-scoring machine, he's this, that and the other, and he couldn't get a run. So as soon as he went to Manly and started carving up, I jumped on last week, pretty happy with it. Yeah, that's probably a good get, especially if Turbo comes back. I expect him to maybe use Harper a bit. Harper's pretty busy. And then,
well, if Turbo comes back, does Harper miss out for Funa having a slot in somewhere in the back line?
I don't think so. I think he's a better player. Plus, Des brought him over for a reason. He knows he can play football. And then I think the other way, I'd probably upgrade Gerbo, just because he's back to that passing game. He's not punching through the line as a front rower or a forward. He's more using his hands. But that's the way. I'd leave Murray just on the in case. Gerbo, he's back to being a 5'8". Con?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had no love for Gerbo all this year.
He had that little patch there, but... That's when I think Marty and Fanua Blake were both hurt, or at least had injuries around them, and they just weren't doing their thing, and he seemed to tuck it and run
take it upon himself.
Offloads and just done the old Gerbo of old, but He's tucked it back away.
Morton Harper's safe.
In saying that, I'd probably move on Brimston to Munster. Munster's just that absolute freak. Like, he can do anything. He's honestly one of the best, like, footballers you can watch. You know what I mean? Just sit back and go, watch this fucking dude go. He just goes, like... And he does, man, in all honesty.
And he's so awkward and stuff about it. Like, yeah, it's good to watch.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I'd go Brimston to Munster. And if you're not going to go that way, I'd go Gerbo to Crichton.
With Manda either Toto or Tupo.
Or Manda Harper. I'm not spearing him away from Harper. John Jeffries, podcast favourite, John. Last week, told you Cam Smith wasn't a must-have. He's back on the must-have list this week, John. John, Lomax a sell now. I hate selling guns after one bad score, but I feel he's a sell to a big upside pod. Hit top 300th overall, best rank ever. It has a lot to do with your boys' advice. Cheers.
Oh, thanks for throwing us a bone there,
man. To be honest, at the end of the day, like, we had another fella say that the other day to us too, like, oh, you know, on the back of yous. At the end of the day, guys, we just throw yous information. It's usually the guys that push the button and make them decisions at the end. Like, we, at the end of the day, we've given you 50 options tonight. You can only do fucking two. Like, you know what I mean? And, yeah, like, sometimes... We're wrong. There was a bum-steered fucking Hussein earlier in the year. He's like,
you never get them all right. Well, yeah. You win every year.
And, yeah, well, that's it. But all in all, like, we just give you advice, and what you take from it's up to you. It's like, at the end of the day, you've still got to make that decision and process where you're going to take your team. And it's good on yous, man. Like, we appreciate the listens and the shout-outs and that, but yous are the guys that do the hard work with your own teams. Like, you sit down and you study the way to do it. We just throw you advice and opinions of our own, and sometimes they pan out, sometimes they don't. And we appreciate the love. Like, fuck, it's much appreciated. But I think Lomax is a sell now. Juzzy was spooking Lomax is a sell.
Well, for someone who I think is going to go gangbuster over the last 2 weeks, why not?
Who would you spear him into?
Well, you know my two.
Toto or
Dupsa.
You wouldn't go to Morgan Harbour?
Not if I could afford those two. I think they're in the better teams, going to score more points than Manly. Even though Manly have got Titans and Warriors in the last two.
Yep.
They haven't been all in all terrible this year, those two teams. They've competed at least.
But if you had Lomax, would you 100% sell them? Like, if you had trades to burn and... Judging on the matchups, who would you like? Would you get rid of Lomax, or would you hang on?
If I felt, yeah, he was the weakest point in my team, and I had the trades there, and I feel I could do better,
yeah,
I probably would,
yeah,
definitely,
yeah, sweet. All right, Roscoe, Ross man, with all the carnage this week, I'm thinking Lomax to Ponga, and with the other trade, do I go SJ to Munster, and cop Brimston or Gerbo as an AE, or get a front rower as I have no backup for Haas?
I'd go KP, get rid of Lomax for KP.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, probably trade out Haas if you feel he's not going to come back in the last week.
Well, he's AE. He's either Brimston or Gerbo, so he's sort of running the same.
Yeah, as you.
Like, at the end of the day, Brimston with an attacking stat will get you that 50, which isn't too bad. Gerbo's the same. He'll get you 50, 55. With what he's been doing of late. But then if you've got that, you've got Munster sitting there who's got a 150 sitting in, he can easily pull the trigger and get a 150.
Does it say who his other front rower is? Does he have Carrigan?
I don't know. No, it doesn't. But I dare say he would.
Yeah. Because without Huss there this week, Carrigan has to do a lot of the work
massive,
for the middle.
Yeah, massive minutes.
We just went through it and...
There's not much going on, eh? I'd go Lomax to Ponga and go SJ to Munster and just cop the AE. That's what I'd do. Munster, you know, like, don't get me wrong, he's got that 40 in him, but he's also got that 150 in him.
Well, he's got a better matchup. SJ's playing the Sharks and they're playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's it.
SJ's playing the Roosters, sorry.
Yeah. All right, Brian Ings. Did we answer that? Do we feel we answered that?
I think so.
All right, Brian Ings. I have three trades left. Is this the week to bring in Shivo and Guffo for Teddy? Or is Cameron Smith a must-have? I have Tavanga and Grant at hooker. With three trades left. Juzzy?
That's tough.
Would you, if you had the option this week to bring in Sivo, would you do it?
And Guffo.
Against the Broncos, I couldn't fault you for doing it, but no, it's a risk. Their attack hasn't been clicking.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And
what was the other option you had there?
Or is Cameron Smith a must-have because he's got Tavanga and Grant at hooker?
Oh, Grant hasn't been doing you any wrong since he came back, has he?
No, and Jacob Little got dropped this week too, so Grant's in for a big stint.
And take away Jazz's HIA and Simbing over the last quarter, right? Yeah, he's back right up there, yeah, scoring good scores.
I wouldn't be getting rid of Jazz. I'd be holding Jazz for sure.
Unless you can get rid of a back row, I'd drop Jazz down and bring in Smith that way.
Yeah.
That's personally how I've got it set up, yeah. Like, I mean, see, I could go Corrissy out of Smith this week because I'm not going to play a fullback. Well, I've got Guffo to play. Oh, man, so many options this week. The carnage that is TLT, it's just absolutely obliterated any ideas that I had of going ahead this week. They've all changed. I'm glad I banked some cash last week, but it bit me in the ass banking the cash that... Well, nah, not really. Banking it didn't. Playing what I banked did. Alrighty.
All right, hey, Sean.
Hold on, let me see if I've got a few. I just want to do a few shout-outs. So to David Krellen, Ross Mann, Scott Smith, Mark Hindle, just shout-out. They jumped down right at the start of the lesson about the audio, you legends.
Smoke packet, bruv.
Aaron Jones says...
Jonesy!
Evening, boys. Joey Manu or Nico Hines for this week? What do you reckon?
Joey Manu.
Joey Manu?
Yeah, 1-1. There's a dart there.
Oh, Mark Hindle said start again. Sorry, bud. Didn't happen. You have to listen to the audio to catch that first 5 minutes. Tony Torres, never sounded better, guys. Lol. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dan.
yeah, David Crellin's also going with a redo. I believe the audio's finished
there.
We're
getting there, fellas.
I see all your comments, guys.
It's all for next year.
Francois Ladigan says, love the podcast this year, boys.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thank you,
all right, so we did eventually get the sound fixed. Crackly, I know it should be fixed even better now. Scott Smith says, bit of a crackle tech guy. Sean O'Veira, crackling a fair bit tonight, boys. That's it, we are out west, but it's not that sort of crackle, I assure you.
I don't know, I'm pretty
sure. David Krellen, more crackle than a Christmas dinner. Yeah, okay, I get it. Anthony Viseritas, are you talking through a lemon? Ken Bradfield, yep, that's it. Sean O'Veira, it's a Haas out for Lolo then. He won't play next week either, yeah?
Yeah, is Lolo back this week?
Lolo's a chance of being back this week. I think he's been named in the 21.
I'd be watching that because they're not playing for anything, so there's no real point injecting him.
Lolo, what about Tommy? If Tommy comes back, do you jump on Tommy as a pod?
Look, I'll say this. If Tommy comes back, we all know Tommy come back last year, busted out at 150 first game back.
I'll be honest, I'm jumping on if he comes back. I'll probably save my trade and do my trade late this year. It's one of the few things I haven't learned this year is to do my trades late based on that last-minute inclusion. I think I might save this week when I've got nothing to lose. It'd be crazy to not bring in Tommy. I've got more than enough cash to do it.
If you've done it, at least then it's in the back of your head.
Yeah.
For next year. Whereas if you've never done it, you sort of, I don't know about it.
That's it.
You're a bit sceptical. So if you do play around for... while you've got nothing to lose, it's probably the best time to do that.
Exactly, and it's in trying getting that habit for next year.
Yeah.
David Duran says, good win, Bergs.
So, thank you, Dave. It was battled to the end. I was on 13.09. He was on 13.20, and he didn't budge, poor bastard. And I went up in updates to 13.32.
Just got him.
Just pipped him. That was in cons comp too, so I'm still alive in that one.
Jacob Bell up the Malat Backpackers.
He's
definitely up there in the $50 comp, and he's up there in the group, I believe, or he has been all year.
Uncle Ivan, yes.
David Duran, it says Ramsey to turn up this week, surely.
Oh, you know what? I like Ramsey. I like Ramsey.
He does that because he definitely needs him to.
It's got nothing to do with you. It's not all about you, mate. All right.
Adam Robertson says, "Look, Ma, I'm on TV. Don't get the
one." Yeah. Wait till I take my teeth out.
Donnelly says, "Hard week, guys." Donnelly says, "Hard week, guys. 12:48. Lost all my cashies, but did do Juzzy out of his Juzzy 2 comp. So happy with that little win.
Ah, Juzzy.
Thanks, Josh.
Lovely, Josh.
Champion.
He did. He called you out earlier. You were one of his rivals earlier in the year, I think.
Yeah, and he got
me. Well done. He got you in the end. Well done, Josh.
Rick Harrington saying, shit house audio. Hopefully it's all better now.
Ah, Rick Star.
Kane Darcy. Appy and firmer to Marnie and kick out, or should I nuff firmer and bring in Cook?
Nuff firmer, bro. He's gonna. Yeah. Marnie Brogan.
So try and get Kikau and Cook then for Happy and Firma if you can.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet as. Rick Harrington, is there a better centre for offloads than Hiku?
No, you know, he goes on runs, Hiku. A couple of years ago, I jumped on Hiku. He goes on runs, but because you get your 30s and shit. But when he's on fire, Peter Hiku, he's one of the better, attacking weapons they got there at the Warriors. Not sure I'd jump on, but I do rate him myself.
All right, good. Danny Sackle, he said, if I flew up there for the Oztag game, do you think anyone would be game to touch a Victorian?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon they would, but I don't know if anyone's going to be game to touch Saxy.
We've all got our fucking Victorian sticks, man. It's whacking with sticks, don't we? Up here in New South Wales, whack, bang. Now, if you came up, Saxy, we'll find a spot for you on the team. We'll just tell everyone you're from Victoria and give you the ball. No one to come near you. Tries every time.
All right, Ross Mann.
I'll happily touch you.
He's got a prediction, Sivo to go big against the Broncos, so he's telling me to hold him there, but he reckons I should get rid of Mann for Addo, Carr or Tupou.
Yeah, Tupou all day, man.
Tupou, all right. Chris Maxfield, he says, question for Con, is Old Boys Day a thing this year for the Knights? If so, Clemmer is a must, surely.
I would assume so, just to maybe a lesser extent than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would that make Clemmer a must?
Oh, it could be usually step up on Old Boys Day.
Oh, yeah, do they?
Yeah. Right. He's got a bit of inspiration here on the sidelines, old Clem.
All right, Guy James reckons put Tex Hoy down for an anytime try scorer this week.
I like it.
Sean O'Veyrat, he says Tohu or B-Moz for his last trade. I'd go B-Moz for the ceiling. Like I mean,
well, I've got Sean. I've got another question here from Sean.
I went B-Moz over Tupou 3 weeks ago and regretted it.
Yes.
Yeah. So right. You're telling him to get Tupou over B-Moz?
No.
No, that's the way I'd go.
Well, he's saying Tohu or B-Moz.
Yeah, but he's saying don't worry about B-Moz.
Just go straight for Tupou.
Because they're left side dominant.
Yeah. Isaac Merrihan says, should I go Haas and Brimson to Cook and Ponga or grab a second rower?
Haas and Brimson to who?
Cook and Ponga.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah?
The only thing is, Cook plays Roosters in the last week.
So yeah, but I mean, as a hooker, he'll get good base, but he probably won't get the attacking stat that game. Mind you, he hasn't been getting the attacking stat all year.
Oh, there's a few games where he's got exposed.
Them, went on them runs.
Yeah, got a few hundreds, a couple of 90s.
Broke con 60.
No,
average.
Luke Smith says, cheers, boys. Just brought in Super Pod Joey Manu.
Oh, lovely, Luke.
What about Super Pod Sonny Bill?
Well,
fuck Sonny. Got a bag last week.
I'm telling you.
Got a bag last week.
Sean O'Veyrat says he's playing Sangster this week in the grand final of head-to-head. Pretty even across the board. He's thinking Lomax should come back with a good game, or does he bring in B-Moz, Munster or Tohu for the final trade? This is to take out Sangster in the grand final head-to-head.
Oh, bro. You got what? Has Sangster got any of them? I wonder. I'd jump on Munster.
He said the team's pretty close. So
I said I'd jump on Munster, but we all know Munster fucking them weeks. You expect him to just go fucking nuts. He gets a 20.
Yeah, that's 40 it. Otherwise, Tupou maybe.
Toops is probably solidest, man. Like just because that they going on their run. Like they won't take the foot off the throat.
No, they won't now.
I like Toops or Toto. I mean, Penrith runs dream.
And he's probably the one that won't get the rest because he's had that 5 or 6 weeks. So.
To be honest, I think that's what I might do with my two trades, especially if Tommy isn't named.
Yeah.
Is Toops and Toto. Ross Mann again. He says, with all the carnage this week, looking Lomax to Ponga and with other trade,
got
SJ.
It already, done it.
Oh, you've already done that one?
Yeah.
All right. And Sean O'Vara, he says, are you guys seriously dissing Gerbo? He's been consistent as all year. Yes, he gets a bit of ball play, but tackles, runs, offloads. He's had him all season and done him no wrong.
I'm not dissing him. I'm just saying that he's not in my top five. And he hasn't been in the top five all year. In all honesty, Maddo's outdone him.
Well, for a second rower to be averaging 55.3 over 3 weeks, I don't think that's gun status. And if you want to be up there, you can't be in your team.
Nah. Like we said, he went on that run, and he does go on them runs. But for an average overall this year, he just hasn't done it for me this year.
Yeah, 3-round average of 55, 5-round average of 60.
I think it was the last 4 or 5 games last year. He just was unimpressive as well. Like, he became a half after Dylan, Walker got hurt.
You know, he plays better with his brother.
Yeah.
And he creates some stuff together where you think Tommy's going to play or not. My sway decision there.
Yep.
But yeah. I'd happily upgrade Gerbo.
Yep.
All right.
Sean's question when we get to it.
Isaac Merrihan says, do I bring in Ponga to match up with my head-to-head or do I go Turbo if he's playing? KP or Turbo? Does he go the pod option or does he just try and keep as many keep the unique numbers down in the head-to-head?
I'd probably personally go Turbo just.
Yeah?
Just because he's a freak, fresh.
Yeah,
if he's
exactly
actually right to go. It's always a risk, but with Turbo, we know that.
Yeah. Alrighty. Ross Mann says, cheers, boys. Love your work. Mark Ballantyne says, mate, I really need a centre wing under 410. Out of trades and desperate. Good luck, bud.
Harper, Berg's likes.
Yeah, Sebo's out there against the Broncos this week. Look, you got slim pickings and you got no reliability. I understand if you need to put a player in there, but you just need to be aware of the fact that you're taking a big risk. And if you're going to go with the risk, I would go with Sebo. Morgan Harper, it?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Franco Lee against the Tigers as a potty.
Today, last trade, he's got to think a couple of weeks.
Well, they got the Warriors, I think, in the last week.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, they don't. Mainly they do.
Alright, and Scott Smith, he says, who would you guys like to see in this year's grand final? He'd like to see Panthers Para or Chook South. So he's looking for a bit of a rivalry battle for the grand final, make it a really big game. I'd love to see Para Penrith.
Personally, Newcastle. And if we could knock off the Chooks or Storm in the grand final, that'd do me.
Thanks, Con. I just made me realise I need to get new sound effects for the soundboard. Got to get that Castle one. Tell him he's dreaming.
All right. Me, what I'd like to see, it's been since Penrith and Raiders had a grand final together.
90, oh, 90?
That'd be a good game too, I reckon.
Like 89, 90, 91.
It'd be a gritty game. Trot,
89 Tigers, Raiders, and 90 was...
90, 91, was, or 92. They 91, had a couple, they had 91. A couple of grand finals.
And 92, 93 is Brisbane.
Yeah, they had a couple of grand finals against each other. So I wouldn't mind reliving that, Penrith, Canberra. In saying that, don't think Canberra's got the stocks to overcome either fucking the Roosters or Melbourne at this point. So it will be hopefully Penrith against one of them too.
If anyone does have the know-how to beat Melbourne, but it's Ricky seems to have the wood on
he does code. He's got some fucking insider knowledge
but he must.
In saying that, if they have to play Melbourne the week before the grand final, that it's going to be a tough ask.
Especially
to come
if Melbourne have had the week off and they've had to play all the way through.
So it's a big ask, but that'd be the grand final. I'd like to sit down and just
that
kick
one,
back
really
and
sink
watch
your teeth
that.
Into that
like,
one.
Go, oh yeah, Penrith and Raiders. Like.
Okay, can I ask you the question in a different way? Yep. Who has the ability to knock out the Roosters?
Melbourne. Penrith.
You reckon Penrith and Melbourne do?
Just Melbourne.
Penrith has to have their best game, but they got no big game experience like you spoke about earlier, I think, in the
second
year.
Youngest team in the NRL.
They got Tamo,
but they've got
Appy,
boys played fucking majority. 20s grand final.
That's
together.
It. They've all been winners as juniors.
A lot of them have played together as juniors and been like, winners together as juniors. And I think that's why we're seeing the cohesion in that team that we're seeing.
Luai, I think that, is it Langi or Latu or something? One of the forwards, he's a big bopper. One of their forwards played juniors with
Leota.
Leota. I'm pretty sure Toto, Crichton, Naden.
Crichton might have been a few years younger, but...
But they're all in a mix, man. Like, they've all been in and around it.
I just think when the Roosters and Melbourne go up a level for finals time, I just don't think Penrith can go with them.
Oh, yeah, I just
Penrith will have to play their best game of football of the year to beat one of those teams in the finals.
All their players across the board that were okay last year stepped up a bit this year. And, like, even early in the year, you were, But Naif's come good.
Yeah, he's...
Naif's made a few
people. He's finally taken that next step.
And, like, if he can muster the troops, I've got faith in him. Like we talked about, I still think it'll be Melbourne Roosters grand final, but I'd like to see Penrith get there. I'm on once round 20 comes and it's finished, I'm on the Black Cats for the finals.
Well, the best thing going for them is they'll probably play Parramatta in the first week, which they won't get beat up too much, but Penrith and Roosters will face off and they're going to leave nothing on the field.
Yeah.
They're both going to want that week off. So then the loser of that will have to play another game and then come and meet Penrith after that, so...
It's pretty lucky for Penrith in that.
All right, Chris Love wants to know if you just went to check on the broken fish tank.
Yeah, I did.
It's running good now.
No shit.
And he's letting you know that Crichton is 405. I don't know if that's Stephen Crichton or Angus Crichton.
I just seen him too. I was holding him there.
So Stephen Crichton.
Got a 30 in him, but when they...
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's coming off at 43.
All of those guys have a 30 in him. He's also got the ability to get a hat trick, so...
He's been quiet too, so he's due.
Yeah, it's it. Mansource has been on fire the last couple of weeks, so you get the feeling eventually they've got to start changing up their game plan to run the attack through Crichton because everyone's going to be trying to neutralise Mansource, thinking it's going to Mansource. And that's when they'll start flicking it back to Crichton because there'll be a hole sitting there waiting for him. Great to watch. All right.
We got a couple still here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. You go through them.
Yeah, all right, Shauno. Sean O'Verrett, one trade left, deciding whether to bring in Munster or Whiten from Walters. I'd go Munster there.
Yeah.
And then he's running Luai, Cleary and Brimston, or bring in Tau or Bimoz. You said bring in...
Tau or Tupou.
Tupou.
I'd go Munster probably just, maybe.
Well, Munster's the first one. This is the second one. So, I'd go Tupou. Diffie. Adam Diffie's back in this week. He had the week off last week.
Ah, well done.
Teddy and SJ to Guffo and Cody Walker for matchups this week. Guffo v. the Bronx and Walker v. the Dogs.
Yeah.
It's going to depend if
Walker's got to play the Roosters in the last week.
Yeah, and in saying that, he does sometimes turn up against bigger teams.
He can turn on against anyone.
When they're winning, they seem to go walkabout. You don't really see him. but no, I don't mind them, Diffie, in saying that. Fucking getting rid of Teddy's dicey if he comes back next week. In saying that, you might have the trades to get.
Well, KP's got the Dragons this week and the Titans last week. They've got nothing to play for, so.
Yeah, KP could be another good one there over Guffo. I'd rather KP over Guffo.
Oh, is he on Guffo?
He's on Guffo or Walker. Oh,
sorry. I'd go Walker.
No, Guffo and Walker. Oh. I'd go KP and Walker if I could afford it. Or Joey Manu playing fullback for the Roosters this week.
That'll probably depend on his team and whether he can switch around or not, because Joey Manu's only available at centre, ridiculously. Yeah.
But so you like Walker?
A little bit.
Guffo.
Hold on, is that three games? That's only Manu's second game of fullback this year, because Bemos did 1A. Because otherwise Manu would have copped three games of fullback.
No, he played three games there last year. He didn't get it.
And they still didn't give it to him. No. Yeah, which is a bit insane because he was clearly going to play fullback.
They go
again
and ask the teams what position they're going to play throughout the year and they judge it off that.
Oh, he's clearly playing fullback.
All right, Reece Thomas. I have $550,000 to spend on anyone in the centre wing, second row, front row and hooker position. Who should I get? We spoke about a couple of backs already for under that. I think...
you're back under that we spoke of. I think it's Toto.
Yeah. Well, Toto and Morgan Harper.
You got Tofu Harris, 548.
Yeah. That's probably the best one you can get.
William Martin or Toto. Dave Fafita at 538. Think you can do something.
Yeah, we... He's got the 90-100 in him, Dave Fifita, if they turn up to play.
Well, they don't even have to, really. He can do it by himself sometimes. Talakai, if you like Talakai, up against Roosters this week, but I wouldn't be looking for too many attacking stats. You reckon, bud?
I'll probably go jump on Tohu Harris, yeah. If anything. He's just been solid all year, man. If you really have a good look. If you really have a good look at his stats over the year, he's been solid as a rock. Can't go on it any further out.
No, that's a price limit.
Otherwise, you could probably look at Clem, Fafita. Tino, big Tino. I like Tino.
Bench this week.
Still gets good scores off the bench anyway.
He puts in the work and he's got the PPM there, especially off the bench. He's a bit of a strike weapon too,
I think.
He might even jag that attacking stat off the bench. I reckon he's more likely to jag the attacking stat off the bench.
All right, Andrew Barkworth. Barco, brother. Have four trades left. Pick me two pods this week. Any spots?
Okay, Joey Manu. In the centres. And who's your other pod? I either hold out for Tommy, because that'll be a super pod move, because I don't think many people are going to do it.
Tommy would be my first if he comes back this week.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, yeah, maybe someone like Morgan Harper or something like that.
Oh, this could be...
Toto or Tupo?
Yeah, Tupo's a good one. I like Tupo.
Yeah.
Insane. I don't not like Toto either. I just like Tupo. He's jumping ability.
B-Moz, not Tupo.
What? For a pod.
Yeah.
Because these people are on Tupo. Yeah, because as you said, they're left side driven, so now it's going back down more Tupo, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Tommy Trbojevic for me, if he gets his start.
Yeah.
And then...
No, yeah. Tupo's only owned by 3.5%.
Yeah, so. Jump on Tupo, bro.
So Tupo Manu, you reckon?
I'm on Tupo Trbojevic.
Tupo Trbojevic, yep.
Yeah. 3.2% of people own Tom, they're completely giving up.
Yeah.
Angus Crichton's another one. 3.1%.
Yep.
All right, Scott Smith wants to know, when do you guys finish for this year? Are you going to go all the way to the big dance, or are you guys going to pull the pin when Supercoach finishes? He reckons we should keep going all the way.
I think we'll go to the grand final.
We'll probably do. If anything, we might try to do podcasts, if we can, on a Thursday and do maybe live call a game as well. I'm not sure. It'll come down to timing and shit. But
I think you only get the Thursday game for the first week or two, don't you?
No, it goes the first 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so we'll suss it out. But yeah, we are going to look to put something out. We're not entirely sure whether we're going to put something out on the Tuesday or whether we're going to try and put something out on the Tuesday. We definitely want to try and get together and call a game or two for you guys over the finals time.
We just want to see if we can do it.
Don't butcher it. And there's not going to be too much Supercoach to talk about, so we'll see how we go with that sort of stuff. Stay tuned,
I guess. With finals footy, though, there's so much to talk about, like,
yeah,
where shit went wrong. Like, don't get wrong, it won't be Supercoach driven, but we'll definitely come and talk some footy.
But also, if you guys have any ideas of things you want us to talk about, if you got anything...
Shoot Jazzy.
That's it. Do you want us to go over
finals on Thursday.
Recap stuff, or what is it that you guys actually want? We're happy to keep podcasting if you guys want us to keep podcasting, so you guys got something to listen to. Help us, man. What do you guys want us to talk about? We'll work with you, really. Like, we just like getting together and doing this, hanging out with each other and hanging out with you guys. So we're pretty open to it. Scott Smith's on board. Alrighty. I think that takes us up to the end of questions. No? Bergs has still got another couple there. That's all right.
Hurry up with that filter, mate.
You got him there, Con?
Fucking fish jump.
Can I do about it? I have to save his life. Anthony Smith, who makes way for CS9, Cook or Grant?
Grant. Oh, actually, tough choice.
Grant just got the 80 there.
Yeah, and tough call. I mean, like, Grant's been more solid than Cook
insane,
all year.
Cook just on the fact
that he's playing the Doggies.
Yeah, and he's playing the Roosters in the last round, which he's got something to play for.
Grant makes way for Cameron Smith.
I think Cook's on his run at the moment, so I think you don't get rid of Cook at this point.
What's Grant's last game?
The Tigers don't have anything to play for at this point too. I mean, he's playing up against the Storm, probably because the Storm probably got a date included in the deal. They were like, you know what? Yeah, we'll give him to you for a season, and then we'll let Cam evaluate him in a bloody on-game situation, and then Cam will make his decision.
Bro, I'm telling you now, the kid is fucking good.
I know the kid is good. The kid's been an absolute gun all year. Is he good enough for the Storm, though?
Yeah,
I think he is too.
He's virtual fucking carbon copy of Blake.
Yeah, and the fact that he's gotten, you know,
B Smith's got to be first in line anyway, shortly.
15 games under his belt.
Yeah.
He's done well.
Oh, just the way he moves and fucking moves in and out of that.
All right, that so Grant, roll, so get rid of Grant, keep Cook.
Yeah.
You got any others there?
Yeah, got one more. Nicholas Heffernan, Gerbo to Smith, or Angus Crichton if named to start, or Firmo to Tohu Harris. Last trades, lads.
Oh.
Who's the first option?
Gerbo to Smith or Angus Crichton if named to start. I'd just lock in Smith.
Yeah.
He's, look, at the end of the day, he's owned by 26% of teams or something, but there's a reason for that. He came back last week after we pretty much put him on the not must have list and busted out 119, showed everyone he's just the shit. Still at 30, whatever.
37.
Yeah, 36, 37. He's just a beast, man.
Our only problem is, in the last week, they're going to have nothing to play for. They can't go first. They can't go third. There's nothing on the line.
They got no hooker.
Brandon Smith's back this week, potentially.
Oh, really?
So you reckon they might drop Smith and rest him the last final week?
It's definitely a possibility. We've seen what happened this week.
What, and Crichton won't get a rest from here on in because he's already had that rest? Or?
I don't think so, yeah.
And we do know, we remember last year Crichton went on that run. He was getting named on the bench and starting and still.
Well, when Cordner was out for that 6 weeks or so, he smashed it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know what? Pod move on and go Crichton. Pod on, Nick.
Alrighty, so that's it for questions.
Yeah, sorry, I left us all hanging there.
You did.
No, that was suspenseful, but.
My bad.
Done this for a while, still haven't learnt. Love it.
So should we throw out some captain options for the week?
There's definitely a few.
Yeah, it's it. Throw out a few quick captain options. Tips, we'll do the charity, and we'll wrap it up, I reckon.
I've got my quick list here. Game one, Cook versus the Dogs. Game two, Nath Cleary versus the Cowboys.
You only just going one a game?
Yeah, I just picked one a game, so I've got room for it.
Yeah, okay.
Maddo v. the Broncos. Tommy if he's named, or Chez if he's not, against the Titans. Smithy against the Tigers. B. Moz against the Sharks, but I didn't know. I thought with Teddy being named, I hadn't seen the team list, so I thought he would have been shifted to fullback. So maybe Joey Manu if he gets named at fullback against the Sharks. Tofu Harris against the Raiders. I feel it's his week for a meat pie. And Ponga against the Jags.
Alright.
They're my captain options for the week. I
like Cookie as well. Also throw Walker in there against the Doggies.
Yeah, see, I'd probably go Walker more as a pod captain move there.
I think either Penrith half, you'd be going alright against the Cowboys.
Just Nath kicks the goals, that's all.
Yeah. Jerome Luai seems to be the creative one at the moment, but...
Yeah.
Either Cam against Buddy Tigers. I don't think you can go wrong with either of them.
What about the Para Broncos?
I probably wouldn't captain anyone in that game.
See, I'm going to go Gutho as a sneaky pod captain there.
Yeah?
Are you going to do it, Matt?
I'd VC him. I wouldn't.
Ball's out.
See, I don't know, because it means I've got to do it off Cleary. Cleary's just been so consistent, and he's my boy. So, I don't know. I honestly might, because I've got nothing left to lose.
Well, you can VC Cleary and see where he's at. Like we talked about earlier, with the injury list this week, there's so many.
Teddy gone, Puppy gone. I've really got to put it on that fullback position. Like, I've been putting a captaincy near that fullback. But the problem is Panthers play the game just before.
That's
them,
it. You're going to have to be right on
that. And they would be my other option because Luai and Cleary have been my fail safes and like my parachute all year.
You still get 10 minutes, don't you?
Nah. Yeah, are you running that risk on a Friday night? After the Panthers game? Like if I'm... Nah, I'm not running that risk.
It could be
risk.
Injuries. It could run late. You get... Lose track of time, could be golden point.
Mate, I've just finished watching the Panthers game. You know what I mean? Hopefully, I'm celebrating a win. I'm not checking my super coach straight away. Yeah, I guarantee you. I'm getting up. I'm going for a dart, or I'm going to get a drink, or I'm jumping around.
If you know you've VC'd Nathan, he's he's fucking scored three tries and had a hand in five more.
Bro, okay.
You're fucking sticking that dart out the window and you're fucking...
I'm just putting it out there. I got the missus and I got Nugget. Nugget is into the footy, man, and especially if Panthers win, there's a good chance I'm trying to catch her because she's literally bouncing off the walls at this point. Ooh. She loves it. And if Mansource has gone over for a try, last couple of weeks, lost her mind, all right? So there's no way I'm running that risk. Like, just logistically, I know full well. I'd have to try and pick someone out of Storm so I could maybe do Munster against the Tigers.
You know, Smith.
I don't have Smith. Otherwise, I could maybe go a Roosters centre or winger if I bring one of those guys in as my other, like, my captaincy option.
Bateman against the Warriors.
See, I don't have Bateman, and I don't think I'm going to bring him in this week.
KP against the Dragons.
Don't have him against, and I'm not going to bring him in this week.
Mm.
But yeah, don't get me wrong, in those games, definitely good. What about Papa? You reckon Papa's got another meat pie in him for the season?
Josh?
Yeah.
Nah,
not against the Warriors.
No, he's playing with that busted AC joint at the moment, so he's had reduced minutes the last 2 weeks.
He's still pumping out decent scores. Not terrible. Not fantastic.
Back-to-back 30s.
Oh, did he get a 30 again this week, did he? Oh, okay, my bad.
I think he only played the first 26 minutes and then didn't come back or something like that, so... It must be troubling him and they're just nursing him through to the finals.
Yeah, that's it. Just trying to... Alrighty. Well, should we quickly go over tips from last week?
Yeah.
So, before last week, we were... Con, you were on 87. I was on 93. Bergs, you were on 94. So, first game, we all tipped Souths. Got that one. Second game, Con, you and I went Manly. Bergs went the Dogs. We all went Penrith in the next game. We all went the Raiders. Con, you went the Broncos. Bergs and I went the Titans, so you lost that one. We all went the Roosters. We all went the Storm. You two went the Sharks, and I went the Warriors. So we all pulled out a 7. So scores now. Bergs, you're on 100. I'm on 100. You're on 101. And Con, you are on 87. A perfect round, a perfect round for me and a 7 for you takes us to a tie break situation. In which case, you and I will continue tipping through the finals if we have to.
There's still 2 weeks left, guys.
Pardon? Yeah, I'm just saying the next couple of weeks. So far, it's neck and neck, and we've stayed pretty similar. So let's see how we go. But it's very close. I want to beat it so bad now. So bad. So, should we put some tips in for this week?
We should.
Alrighty.
It's pretty straightforward week this week. I don't even think we need to do it. You can find me an upset somewhere in that draw this week.
Dogs.
All right,
really
hold on.
Shocked.
Hold up.
Just the tip?
Just probably the only tip. One I'd give you.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
Alrighty, so let's put in just the tip for this week. So the first game, we got South Bulldogs. Who are you going for? You're going to go with your beloved Bulldogs? What do you do here, Bergs? Because I am definitely going in the Bunnies. Bennett knows how to prep a team to go through for the end of the season. They're looking good.
I'm going Souths.
You're going Souths. You're tipping against them.
Don't give too much away.
What about you, Con? You're going to go the Bunnies in that one?
He's going Souths. You already give me the head nod.
Alrighty. In the next one, we've got Cowboys versus the Panthers. I'm going to go the Panthers in that one. You going the Cowboys in an upset, Perks?
Nah,
you sure? Alrighty. Alrighty. Next one, we've got Para Broncos. Broncos for an upset, Perks?
Nah, I don't think so.
You going to go Para in that one as well?
I think so.
Alrighty, I reckon I'm with you on that. Go on, you with Para as well?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward around this one.
Yeah, Broncos for an upset?
It's paying $3.40 or something if you picked the whole lot.
Manly Titans. Now, this actually is a rough one because, to be honest, if Tommy doesn't come back, I almost pick the Titans. If Tommy comes back, there's no way I've got to go Manly.
I'm picking Manly.
Yeah, I'm going to go Manly as well. I'm not going
to... I'm happy to give you that option if Bergs is.
No.
No? I'll give you that option if you want it.
You going Manly or Titans?
Manly.
Yeah. Storm versus the Tigers. I'm going to go the Storm.
Storm.
Yeah, Storm. We're all going to get a Storm. Sure, don't want Tigers.
Harry
upset
Grant
there.
For an any time try score, but me in there.
All right, Roosters versus the Sharks. Sharks for an upset, Bergs.
Nah, I can't commit.
Are you sure?
I fully can't commit to Sharks.
All right.
I was contemplating.
All right. Well, you know what? I thought about it and I thought, no.
Go with the grain then. Fine. Raiders, Warriors. You're going to go the Warriors there just to, you know. Yeah?
I'm going to go the Raiders.
You're going to go the Raiders? Really?
Only just.
Raidersburgs. No. Yeah. Colin, what about you? You're going to go the Raiders there?
I think so.
You think so as well? And Newcastle Dragons, game of the round. I'm going the Knights.
This is the tough one.
The Knights still have something to play for, and I think they're going to do it.
Technically, if I could just cancel it out by tipping the same tips as you now.
Pardon? Well, you could do Knights or you could do Dragons. You could go pod tip on this final game, the difference.
I'm going to go the Knights.
You're going to go the Knights?
I'll just dog it. Next, just
bunt it to the middle of the field.
I'll dog it on next week too.
That's it. You do what you got to. Next week, I'll ask your tips first. Con,
you don't remember.
You got the Knights?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, bud. Confidently, about 40% confident.
I wrote it down, so I will. Ha! Alrighty, so that is the tips in. Bergs, you got charity and shout-outs for us? Finish off the show.
Do have charity for us this week. It is Lymphoma Foundation. My family has personally had a lot to do with it. It's like they have walks and shit like that. Your mum was sick once. And, so that's the Lymphoma Foundation. They're pretty much all green. That's their colour. Like, you know, they got colours for what they do and that. So, they're the green one. So jump on and like and share, like their pages. They're the Lymphoma Foundation Australia. They do a lot of community stuff. I know it's been a bit hard through COVID and it's very touchy. No one can really get sick because a lot of them don't have immune systems anymore. But there's a lot of things you can do for the charities and that, and it doesn't always cost you money. Sometimes it's just time, and you can always give advice or something if you've gone through similar experiences to people that are struggling with it. So it's always a thing you can have a look at. It's not hard. Don't take you nothing to be cool. You just go and do it. You don't have to fucking too much about it. But anyway, our shout-outs for the week are the NRL Supercoach Renegades, the NRL News site, Vowsy's Done It Again, the legend, NRL Diehards, NRL Supercoach Stats, Rugby League Footy Sledging Fanatics, NRL Sledging Maniacs, NRL Sledging Bit of Fun and Banter, Aussie Sports Legends, Supercoach Live Chat, Rugby League Sledging Rebels, Supercoach Tragics, National RL Supercoach Addicts. Again, guys, we can't thank you enough for letting us come onto your pages and share our stuff. Helps us get out there, and yeah, we get new dudes coming on and talking to us and stuff, so that's pretty good. They come from your page, so we appreciate that. And yeah, that's fucking my bit.
Alrighty, well, thank you very, very much for listening. Good luck in your head-to-head finals if you're still in it. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening throughout the year. We'll see you next week. Stick with us. Send us through your ideas. Let us know if you want to be a part of our touch comp, what you want us to talk about as Oztag, we kick into Oztag. The final. Sorry, Oztag comp.
Well, Mike's got tags.
All right.
He said he's got access to a heap of tags, so It'd be great if we could get a good number of people down there and sort of have a round robin day of it. That way, lactic acid don't kill up and break me by 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
in
well,
the
that's
arbor.
It. We're not all the fittest fiddles.
But at the end of the day, I just think it'd be something different. A lot of people are hanging for a bit of an outlet to go and just have a little bit of a run of footy. And if you can either get 10 or 13 mates together. If you're fit enough, you don't need reserves and you get your own team of 10, whatever. But if you need some reserves, or surely through the podcast, both podcast pages and whatnot else, we'll be able to like divvy up some teams and we'll try to make them fair as well. That way they're not stacked and shit, because that's just unfair.
But how do you know?
Well, let's just
do it all.
Let's just see how we go when people are actually messengers and want to be a part of the competition. We'll work it out from there.
There are a few people that are keen, so.
Well, let's wait and see what happens. So send us through your messages. Let us know if you want to be a part of that. If you've still got some submissions for the ring, then make sure you send them through at the last minute as well. Aside from that, like I said, good luck in your head-to-heads. Good luck in the groups. Good luck. Thank you very much for joining us this week and for the year.
Stay coachy, coaches.